Kuf Aleph. We're suffering top of the page. Shalom. It says in the Mishnah one of the items that is a shomer, that can be mitzvah, if you can combine its volume to the minimum shear to be mitame, is what's called olov. So the Mishnah first listed is or roitev. What was the holy? Had a long list of different items. Or the roitev. Look how many dafer it's.
Those the horns and the.
That those can be your dying. You're right. Ha'or v'ha'reitev ha'kip ha'kefer. Kefer we learned was congealed fat.
The bones.
Then it says v'echa olol. Then ha'tzamais ha'gidin the sinews. Ha'krenayim the horns. Talaf the hooves. All these are mitzvah l'tametum atumas acholin avalelatum machanevelis. All of these things can be mitzvah. That shomer can be mitzvah to a tumas oichlin, which means it can be a rishain. It can never be an avatama, which means it can be tumas achum, and it can make whatever it touches shani, but not an avatama. So now, one of the items listed in the Mishnah is called olol. Olol can be mitzarev to the boss. What is my olol? What is olol?
Little
pieces of flesh. Oh, so Rabbi Yochanan says maratuka. What maratuka? Now, what is maratuka? So maratuka means little teeny pieces of flesh. Rashi over here says maratuka, the top Rashi in the page.
Good evening, Rabbi Rabbeinu.
Well, I take it back. It's not that piece of meat. It's what it says over here. What were you saying? It says over here the very top gid hashedra vatzavar v'huracha v'lovan v'koshen l'oid. The Kari knows that we call this thing called yei noil. Okay, over here we're dealing over here the certain saturn top gid. It's the sinew. It's the gid anosh. It says the gid hashedra. The gidna gid hashedra, the atzavar. It's a very hard sinew that runs along the neck and the spinal column. Okay. So my olol Rabbi Yochanan Mar Maratuka Rish Lakish Amar Bosar Shepilot Tatu Sakin. When a tabach, he flays meat, he takes the knife and he puts the knife very delicately in between the hide and the meat. And he slices to separate, but sometimes he's not 100% precise, and he cuts a little bit of the meat. It remains cleaves to the hide. So that amount of meat that remains, that once it's already cut, it's not any more valuable. It can no longer be used. So the chiddush is it itself is not going to have a din of basar because it's of no value, but it can be used to be mitzdoreif to the shear. If there's another piece of basar in its vicinity connected to long knit, it can be called a shomer. It can be mitzdoreif to the shear of a kishir. Of a beitza to make this item into an oichel, like an oichel, which will be a rishon l'tuma, and it can make something into a sheni l'tuma. That's basar shepulatatu sakin meisv zakasha v'ulam yaposikin pasik in Eoif. Eoif said to the people who came to visit him, he has three friends, and they came to console him, to visit, to give chizuk, and they said some very harsh and nasty things. So he said back to them in response, "You're my friends. With friends like these, you don't need enemies." The truth is, atem toifle shoker. You are people who attach yourself to sheker. Roifei elil kulchem. You are healers of elil. You are people who are trying to bring a refuah to the part of the body called the elil. Now, elil means, obviously, elil over here refers to a type of disease, a type of situation where there's damage, and you're trying to bring about a healing for the allele, and it's a waste of time. It's nonsense. There is no way you can possibly heal the allele. So what do we take out of this pasuk? Eov is complaining to his friends that you're people who are just uttering nonsense. And you're like doctors who are trying to heal an incurable disease. The incurable disease that we're referencing here is called the allele. Something that relates to the allele. The allele is the same exact word it says in the Mishnah, the olol. What exactly is the olol? So bishlam alamandi amar maratuk, according to Rabbi Yochanan, this is a maratuk which means it's the gid of the sinew, it's the gid hashedra, enochinami. If the chut hashedra is severed, there is no refuah. Hainu dolav bar refuhu. That is why Eoiv made a very accurate accusation against his friends.
Apt.
Against his friend, it's not healed. Elohim, the other one says, basar shepilatatu sakin. It refers to flesh that has been severed from the animal. That, why is that not something which you cannot heal? You can take that flesh that has been fallen off the body and you can attach it to the to the basar, and you can use some type of bandage, and you let it sit there for a prolonged period of time, and it will once again cleave to the original source.
A graft.
So it is healable. So therefore, l'chayr from the pasuk in Sefer Iyov, we have a very clear raya that the correct translation of the word olal is what?
Martika.
Is the martika period. Barfu, the Gemara says an incredible chiddush. The olal, the kro, the kulyam leplegi, no one disagrees. Lashon chachamim luchud and lashon toyro luchud.
What about Rabbi Roth? Is he still in Brooklyn or he checked out?
What is it with the Gemara?
No, I mean, he's one of your Talmidim. Is he still coming? Because he said he was moving to Lakewood.
That's not the Gemara.
It's not Shaykh to the Gemara.
Where is he? He's still in Brooklyn. He's still with us.
Right.
He has not left us.
Right.
He's loyal to Brooklyn. So the Movier says, but all of the crowd, the Kulyam Lepli, the Mori answers. When it comes to all the crowd, it refers to the Chut HaShedra. Ki Pligi, the Machlaikis, Rabbi Yachavish Lakishis, but all of the Masnison, all of the Mishnah. Half of the Philip Movier is saying is that we normally want to be consistent. And the obvious thing, we're not going to be. Look at over here, the Hilk Rashi. Rashi, a few lines down in the Rashi, but all the Rabbi Huda. Oh, no, I'm sorry, that's the wrong Rashi. That's the wrong Rashi. No, there is no Rashi on this. I thought there was a Rashi on this. No, I guess not. Okay, fine. The Gemara is saying a tremendous chiddush that there is no disagreement when it says the word Olol in the Pasuk refers to the Chut HaShedra. However, the way Chazal use Hebrew words is not always the same as the way they are used in the Torah. They use it differently, and that's why Machlokes Rish Lakish, what exactly it refers to. Next kash, Tashma. Rabbi Yehuda maybe says, "All of Hamachunas im Yesh Kazay Smakim Mechad Chayav Nolaf." VeAmar Rav Huna Buhu Shekinsin. Now, what does this mean? We have here Olol. Okay, we don't even know what it is yet. If it's all collected into one location, if you have Kazayis. Okay, we have over the animal, and you've taken the animal, and you take this thing called olol, and you collect it into one ball.
It's a star.
You make one ball, and you eat it in one shot. So it's going to give a malchus for what? For eating l'soichlu kol nevela. Now, Mishrashi goes bein mishum nevela bein shoichlu bein shenogei by even nichnas l'mikdash. Now, what are you chayav for? Either for eating it nevela, or let's say you didn't eat it but you touched it, and then you entered into the Beis Hamikdash. There's a chiyav misa b'dei shemayim or karis. I remember karis misa b'dei shemayim or karis. Karis a carbon oil being carbon oil v'yareid. Being carbon oil v'yareid for going into the Beis Hamikdash in the state of tumah. You have to be tummy. How does one become tummy? He has to touch a kazayas. One of the cases, touch an avatuma. What's an avatuma? Nevela. Nevela. But you have to touch the bosar of the nevela. So here, if you take the olol, this thing called olol, and you combine it into one ball in kazayas, and you touch it, that qualifies. The person is now, a person is tummy. And if he enters into the Beis HaMikdash, he is in violation of the prohibition.
Not Nagoyim.
This is not nega. This is halach of tumah v'tara. I don't know what masech this is. This is halach of tumah v'tara. A person makes contact with
the house is tameh if it has
a nega tsaras. Yeah. This is not tsaras. This is tumas nevela. Mm-hmm. We have a dead animal. If a person makes contact with a dead animal and then enters the Beis HaMikdash, he is chayiv kores b'shoigeg, and he has to bring a special carbon chatos, called the carbon oile v'yareid. Special carbon, it depends on his financial status. He brings a special
sliding
carbon.
Sliding scale.
A variable carbon chatos. But he must be authentically tame. How does he become tame? By being in contact with a kazayis basa from the vela.
Yeah.
Here we're using something very, very strange.
Not eating it, just touching it.
Touching it. Mm-hmm. So here, what did he touch? He touched what's called the olol. And the olol is something which is not really a kazayis. It's spread out through the body. We don't even know what it is now at this point. But if you collect it into one location and you touch it, that qualifies. So now we want to bring this as a source, either to Rabbi Yochanan or Reish Lakish, as to the precise definition of the word olol. So what does it say?
How many days is he
tell me
from this?
He's telling me one day. The veil only tell me for one day.
for only Tumas Meis is he tumah for 7 days. Rabbi Huna says the only way you can be tumah is if you go and you collect into one location. If you go and look like a bishlokish, that says olal is the meat that cleaves to the hide that the butcher was unsuccessful in severing when he flayed the animal. Because it's bamish basar. He collected. It's a piece of wood. This git is very, very hard. Why should it be mitame? It is a piece of wood.
So
the shalom here is why chayv achila, right? There are two different dinim. Let's see Rashi. Look at the Hilgah Rashi. Rashi says, "Bishul mandi amar olol haynu basar shepalato sakin haynu dimechayv diikod lemeim kevin dishkin tach achar achshva." So you have to Rashi. I forgot the Gemara. Achshve. We have to go into the sugin now of achshve. That's the whole daf over here. Achshve, where you're having kavana. You have to give food chashivas. In order for nevela to be metame, you have to give it chashivas to show that you hold from it. I believe in you. You are a food.
Stomach that animal on the side of the road would not be metame.
No, it is metame. Of course, metame. Let's see Rashi. Of course, metame. This is unique because this is on the border. Piece of meat is always metame, but when it comes to the gid, the sinew, which is rock hard, so then it's not called a oichel. If it's not an oichel, you can't say the person who eats it's chayv malchus. You can't say that it's going to be metame. However, it is soft to a degree where it is theoretically edible. So here we employ the principle of achshave. When you have something that straddles the border, you don't know is it called a food or not a food, then we leave it to you to decide. If you make a decision and you express, you make a statement or you do something to show that you believe that this is called a food, then it becomes a food and all of the laws of Tumah V'Tahara and Achila apply. If you reject it, you make a statement, you do something that shows that you don't hold from it, it's not called a food, then it's not a food. Look at Rashi. Rashi.
By the Gid Hanasha.
No, the Gid Hanasha is a different thing. Gid Hanasha Torah is a
Kesh. Not from it, you're still over a few
but
weeks.
Right? Gid Hanasha is unique, is an exception to the rule because the Torah explicitly says, Al-Kein La-Yechlu B'Yishol is Gid Hanasha. The Torah does not say anything about the Olol. This is not something the Torah discussed. So therefore, here Chazal have come into the picture and they've given you an option of either upgrading it or downgrading. Let's see what it says in the Rashi. Bishlamandi Allahainu Bosa Shipalata Sakin Hainu Dimchayev. Why? Here's the key words, and this the whole daf is about the sugya. The Ika Lemay Markeva the Kinsoy, since you went and you did a maisa, you got your hands dirty, you took all of this meat along the heart and you collected it into one location. Keva the Kinsoy Achshveva Hodar Lemilse. It now is resurrected. It's restored to its original status of basar. And it was before you flayed it. See, before you took the knife and you flayed it, if the butcher was a bit more skilled, he would have put the knife a little bit more, another half a centimeter, whatever, mashu, a little bit more, and he would have included this shtickle meat in the regular basar. So this basar was really meant to be a real piece of basar, a chelik of the basar, which will be metane. However, the butcher blew it. He was not precise with his cut, and now it's cleaves to the hide. No, it's not really worth anything anymore because it's just not worth the effort to collect it. So that's why it becomes like bottle. But if you do go through the effort and you do collect it, therefore you reinstate it, you machser atar liyishna, you bring back to its former glory as din of basar nevela, and its metame as an av hatuma. You see that? You can even bring something back to its former glory in making it into an avatoma. Look at those words of Rashi. I bet you there's a whole encyclopedia on what Rashi just said. He goes, it's lamafreya. You see, Rashi is not going mikano babreira. Rashi is saying that when you do this mice of kenisa, it's a gilui milsa lamafreya, that it was never bottled. Lamay nafkamina, let's say someone touched it in the meantime, in between your mice and now. Let's say, luyitsuya, someone. It was. I don't know. You have to have a hechatim. So how can it be possible? It's not a connect. If you touch it in the middle, since the yubitame, because since we go limafreya, it was never bottle. It was always in force. But if you learn that it's only mikanu lahaba, there was a moment in time when it was nitche. it was pushed away from Tumah, and now it's resurrected, so the moment in between would not be Matame. Can you say, Yesh dichui b'mitzvahs, ein dichui b'mitzvahs, is the sugi of, is there something called dichui b'tumah or not b'tumah? This all told is such a thing. Is such a thing. We know when it comes to mitzvahs, we have a whole ganze sugi, the kachem. Kachem, this tumah. Is there such a principle of dichui when it comes to, Rashi over here saying a tremendous chiddush, dilo batle meikara. By minkoines, the olol, it's a gili milsa meikara, that when you sliced it, even though you were clumsy in the slice, it was never bottled. Next, so we have a kasha. So this only makes it all according to the Bible that says it's going to be called the meat that you collect together. But according to the Bible that says it's going to be the gid is a piece of, it's a rock. And there's no way in the world that this rock can have the status of bosa to be chayiv nevel, mechayiv mishamis nevel. It's a piece of rock. It's a rock on the ground. It's hard like a rock, this gid. So what? So Bishlam, let's go a bit. Bishul mandi amar back in the gemara. Bishul mandi amar the basa mandi amar basa shabat b'sakin hain dechizay kazais mechayv. El mandi amar martika kigam kazais meigvayim mayhave. It's v'almu. The gemara says, you know what, you're right. You just quoted a brisa toshma Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. We have a machlokes here between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish Amoraim. Rabbi Yehuda was a tana. He came before, so we were under the impression that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish cannot disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. He is authoritative. If it's clear as day from him that it means Martika, that's it. Case closed. The Gemara is saying not so fast. There's a Machlokes Tanoim. There's a Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda and Nechanami, he makes a statement. And from his statement, it's clear as day that it means it's this thing called the Martika. Martika. Aliba, did Rabbi Yehuda like Pligi? There's no disagreement. Keep Pligi, Aliba, Drabonon. There's another Tana. The Rabbanon, and in their statements, it's not so clear if they agree with Rabbi Yehuda what exactly olol is. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Martika Nami Mitztarif. Rabbi Yochanan says Martika is Nami Mitztarif. Reish Lakish Omar Davka Basar. Rabbi Yochanan says what? Martika Nami Mitztarif. Rabbi Yochanan going in the Rabbanon. So let's go back. Let's look at this Rashi. Okay, because I'm not so prepared. Let's look at the Rashi. But olol. The Rabbi Yehuda, loy pligi. The vada Rabbi Yehuda basad shavalta sakin koy. Rabbi Yochanan nami moidu basad shavalta sakin akri olam. Uve martika hu the pligi. Uve martika the pligi. Ule tana kama. Wait. So what are you saying over here? Rabbi Yochanan nami moidu the basad shavalta sakin akri olam. Fine. However, that's what it's called. But just because everyone agrees in Rabbi Yehuda, that's what it's called. Who says that if you collect it together, there are two issues. What is this thing called olol? Number two, after you define what olol is, guess what? The Rabbanon disagree. They will still disagree. Maybe in the Yehuda, olol refers to the meat that's connected to the leather. Very good. Now collect it. So you're telling me in the Rabbi Yehuda, we reinstate it. It was never batel meikar, it's tameh. I disagree with that. I agree with your translation of the words, maybe at this point in time, but I disagree with your halacha. Rabbi Yochanan Naimo did the Basa Shabbat the Sakin Ikri Olo. Uvi Martiko Hu de Pligi. Ulitana Kama. And who is he referring to in the Tanakama? The one, the Rabbanon, who disagree in this brisa with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he explains, Martiko Naimi Mikri Olo. Could Ashachon we find Bikra? V'al demasnitsan dekamar mitztarif. B'kulu ol kamar demitztarfe. V'abe navshu loy mitamu. It's only in what case, if we go back to the Gemara, that's only in the case where it's in its entirety. V'al demasnitsan dekamar mitztarif. B'kulu ol kamar demitztarfe. V'abe navshu loy mitamu. But if it's by itself, if a beitza, guess what? It's its lucky day has come. We're going to say that this zayis in this beitza number one was dormant. It's now going to join forces with the other beitza zayis and the other beitza that was dormant, and they're going to chazel its tarufe, and they're going to come to life, and it's now going to become tamei. It's going to be mekabel tama. Avul ki mesarf b'hadei sh'or oichlin, which is less than a beitza mitztarev au kitzos. The kitzas that's dormant is going to reawake. Okay? Machshava de isbe. You okay?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm
Don't do that.
It's okay. I don't want to sneeze. That's all.
Sneeze. Then we give you a bracha. We give you a bracha. They should be gezutz.
Well, just cover your sneeze.
It's a trigger. It's a lumnus. Weiter. Ahuk tas me machshav de isbe la ashlume shiura. It says it's gvald khana to sneeze. It says Chazal. If you sneeze, it says in Chazal it's gvald khana. Right? Especially for those people who get
sometimes I can sneeze and sneeze 20 times in a row and I don't want to do it. It's also possible. Literally.
The isbe la ashlume shiura. Okay? Good? Everyone good over here?
Yeah.
That's answer number one. Answer number two is. Let's go over here. After another answer, another brilliant answer.
Dog.
It was a chaya.
A dog bit it.
A dog bit it. So that doesn't count. The kavon doesn't count. Rashi, chaya, neshocha kelev. The dildil min abosel it dangled. The achakach shechata. The hiflid gam sakin oid. And the knife cut off a shtickle more.
And you don't know which one.
No, you do know which one. The any duo eze mehen plot a chaya. The eze sakin. You don't know.
You
have two together. You don't together. Who the palatu chaya loy bottle mstama. Who the sakin balimidas? So the dog, what the dog bites off, is not a bittle. Originally, the meat is meat. And only way the meat becomes bottled from meat is if the butcher he cuts it off. The butcher shows he does not care for it by slicing in a sloppy way to show I don't care for this piece of meat. So, but a dog that takes a bite doesn't know what he's done. He has no intellect. Has no kavana what he's doing. So his pilotatu does not negate the chashivus of the basar. And the two are together in the same region on the animal. You don't know which one is which. For who the sakin bali midas, there's no later kavana. You're not trying to resurrect your half that you had that with later kavana. And now what he'll do, kihavi bahade shar acholin, mitstarvahud kitsas the chaya bahadayu. So now when I take this complete beitza, which has two zaysim. One zayis is the dog's zayis, which is gvaldik, and the other zayis is man's, which is no good. You see, it's over here, the dog is better than man. The dog, it's really worse, because the dog has no das, it remains in its original state. And the other zayis was a human input which rejected it, which removed its sanctity, which removed its status, and now we take this one zayis and we mix it with another piece of food, which together makes up the shear of a beitza. So what is the halacha? It's going to work. It's dormant. That's the chiddush. Ulitumas nevelo lo v'av v'deplatu chayim demastitzen Rabbi Yekivi diyamar ha'or mevadlo mitumas nevelos rafilu pelotatu chayim lekaman. He's asking a gvaldik kasha. Okay, this really goes back to the sugis before. The question over here is why isn't how come over here when it says in the Mishnah about the olol is now coming to do what? Is coming to be mitzaref to make into the shear of a beitza. What are you talking about? You're making the olol in the shear of a beitza. Why the olol really is basar? A beitza is two zaysim. Once you take a complete zayis of the olol, it should be tame in its own right. The answer is, when the butcher cuts off this slice of meat, that cutting is a statement, you're not basar. So even if we're going to say that your kavana later on, achshavei, you're going to resurrect it from nothing, you cannot resurrect it to make it into mamish, a kazayis. Kazayas.
No,
better than tzir. You can even for ikar, if you take two together, a beitza. You can resurrect it, according to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can resurrect it, a whole beitza worth of olol is going to be tameh. Oh, what do you mean? If according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can resurrect it, it should be enough to resurrect even a zayas. The answer is no. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the olol can be tameh in its own right, but never again can it be tameh midin zayis. as an avatama. Wow. It can only one day be tummy in its own right, midin a rishon l'tumah. Why? Because the damage is done. When that butcher took his knife, he nafto lecha v'atachal lecha. He has profaned it from ever achieving the status of an avatama by slicing it in such fashion. By mevatlet. Now Rav Yehuda's mechadesh, I disagree with Tanakama. We can resurrect it. It's the second coming is not the same as the first. Snish the Zalmazach. Got it? You only hear it anywhere else.
Purim was last week.
You only can hear that here in this year.
Tanan Hosam.
Tanan Hosam, Vaita, Nugumar. Tanan Hosam, Hachartim. Hachartim is the beak. The beak of the animal. A bird.
A bird.
Pecks. Okay? Big bird. Vatsi Pornayim. And the fingernails. Metamin. They can be. They are an entrance. The word you have it, me. Me, like I think in English, means me. Me means I, as in English. Emi means it comes into me. These are yadayim, which allow the tumma to enter. And then it says, umitamin, if they already are tame, these items can be an exit, can be a means of contaminating something else. Umitamin, umitstarfin, and these items also, they can join together to make the shear, the yad. After they're a shomer, and they can be mitzarev to the shear, the requisite shear of a beitza. Chartoim, in fact, the Gemara, what are you talking about? You tell me that the chartoim is going to be a shomer. A chartoim is not a shomer. It's not even a yad. It's chartoim, it's eitz v'almuhu.
Who says the yad has to be eichel?
It says mitzarfin. That's the raya. The raya is a mitzarfin. It says that it's mitzarfin. The only thing that's mitzarfin, the is mitzarfin is only a shomer. A shomer is mitzarev. A yad is not mitzarev. The fact that it says that the chartim is mitzarev indicates that it's called a shomer. A shomer has to be edible. It has to be edible to a degree. Chartim is eitz b'yalm. How can you say that the chartim is going to be called a shomer? Amar b'lozo b'chartim tachtoin. No, the tachtoin is edible. Feridimar tachtoin nami eitz b'yalm. The low is also amar baba tachtoin shel elyon. It's the tachtoin shel elyon. I have no idea what this means. It means a very certain section
of the beak
with his tachabasar. Next, therefore, that's why it called be a shomer. It's echnami. That's why it's mitzarev. It's edible. It's edible. I mean, I take it back. A shomer can be even if it's not edible. I take that back. The point here is that has to be that it's mitzarev. That's the point. Only certain types of shomer. Roy lachila to be mitzarev. That's roy lachila. That's the point. Fine. Next, siponayim. What's the tzibayim? Amar Rabbi Lozer. Mokem hamuvloim bebasar. When it says that siponayim, we're not discussing the ends because that's talking not edible. That cannot be called. That cannot be mitzarev. So we're talking about the part of the tzibayim that are buried inside the skin. And that part is soft. And the soft part indeed is edible b'shas atchak. Karnayim. How can I be called a shemim starif? Amar papa b'mokim shechayischim v'yotzim him dam. Enechnami in the roots. The roots of the karnayim, when if you were to cut in that location, blood would come out. Kayotzim ha'ashach b'hima. Amar asi. So this goes back to the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, if you shecht a non kosher animal, what is halacha? For a guy. If you shecht, we had the sugya in the smifar cheses. Remember the sugya? If you shecht a non-kosher animal for a guy, and the animal is still shaking, it's quivering, the halacha is at that moment of time, it's a rishon l'tuma. Now, if you shecht it for a Jew, what's the halacha? If you shecht it, kosher for then it's tar. It's tar, right? And let's say you shecht a non-kosher animal for a Jew, what's the halacha? It's even a chai. For a Jew's not going to eat it. If a Jew's not going to eat it, then this, the tumma does not devolve upon it until it stops shaking. So there's no tumma. It's still there's no tumma at all. If you shech, it's not kosher.
Well, it's only when a Jew is shechting.
It's only when a Jew shechs for a guy, and he does a shechita. So we apply the best of both worlds.
Even though there's no
din shechita. The guy really is not allowed to eat even a chai. The guy can't eat it when it's shaking. The guy has to wait until it stops shaking. But since for a Jew, shechita allows you to eat when it's shaking, and I'm doing a shechita for a person that will be allowed to ultimately eat it, that's a winning combination. That's a win-win. It's a win-win because my kavana counts, and a Jew's kavana shechita already is mutter when it begins to shake. And the one that will ultimately eat this basar is a guy who is allowed to eat non-kosher meat. So it's a winning combination. That's why the halacha is going to be. It's going. That's why the halacha is. It is going to be. It's going to be tamei when it begins to shake. That must have been tamei when it shakes. It's going to be tamei. Right, when it's shaking. We learned halacha. We learned this in the Beis Medrash. Yisrael bit mea. That's what we learned so far. V'oyved koychavim b'tahira, and let us say a guy, he slaughters for a Jew, a kosher animal. V'oychavim b'tahira, tzrichin machshava, they require machshava, v'hech shemayim.
Until it dies.
Well, it's shaking. And it must come in contact with liquid mukha macher. Now let's see what the Rashi.
The dam over here is not
going to
be a good
So normally, why don't you need hechsher when it comes to shchita?
Because you have to bathe blood.
The blood is machsher.
No,
why not? Because the blood is not a good blood.
Right.
But the guy, when the guy does a shchita,
it's not considered really like mayim.
It's not called mayim. Why not? Because there's no din shchita. You don't trigger murder gevart. You don't trigger our RS to Shmechenu Kamayim when it's done by a guy. It must be done by a Jew. Hechsher Lomeli, Saifa Mnafar, Gemara, what do you need Hechsher? There's a more fundamental principle. We have a principle that the only time you need Hechsher is only when the thing is not Saifa the time of Shmechamura. When the animal stops shaking, what happens to the animal? When the animal stops, when the energizer batteries run out, what happens to the animal? It's a Nevela. It's a Tumachamura. It's a tumah chamura when the energizer batteries run out. The mela, so even though it has not yet run out, it should not require hechsher, because hechsher was only told in a situation where when it's not muchach, then it's going to become a tumah chamura. Hechsher lamali, seifel tam tumah chamura, b'chol seifel tam chamura, loy boy hechsher, the tani diber bishmol, it's shein the tovich yuta n'mayim al zera, ma ziraim shein seifel tam tumah chamura, tzrich in hechsher. Av kol shein several times the chamur tzuchin hechsher, but this will be times the doesn't need hechsher.
This will.
The male you don't need hechsher. The time in the brayso amar yosef name amar nivlasayv tar tzuchin mach one when it comes to a bird does require machshava the ainet tzuchin hechsher. How come there's no din hechsher when it comes to a bird when you swallow the bird beis hablia? If you swallow a bird the beis hablia, you become tamei. And but let's say before you get to that point in time, let's say that the bird's a nevela, it requires machshava, so it's not a food. Is it metame? No, it's not metame. Nevelas oif tahar in it by itself is tahar. If I touch it, nothing happens to it. Why? Gezeres akasav. The only time a dead bird that did not have a kosher shchita is metame is only when I swallow it. But if I do not swallow it and it's lying on the ground, and I touch it, there is no tumor whatsoever. However, if I do make a decision that I will eat it, the isser, or I make a decision that I will give it to a non-Jew to eat for his dinner, so now there is a machshava, you're upgrading it into a food. So the question is, okay, very good, now you've given it the status of an oichel. Does it require hechsher? The answer is no. It does not need to come in contact with water, because if I were to eat it and I were to swallow it, I would become an avatoma. So since this potential of several times to machamura, so now when I don't need hechsher. If I decide to make this into a food by designating this bird for a non-Jew who is not, that's enough. You don't need hechsher. Tzricha machshava in tzricha hechsher. Why not? So why do you need hechsher in this case? Why then? It's right to something with a goy shechs, a kosher animal for a yid. So the halacha is, it requires hechsher. Why does it require hechsher? The guy is doing shchita. The shchita makes it into a nevela. The nevela is an avatoma. So before it stops shaking, when it's still shaking, it should have the status of seifel l'tam l'tam l'chamura. It should not require hechsher. Because, no, you can grind it, put it into the grinding machine, into the food grinder. Into the food, what's it called? The blender. And then it's going to be each, there's going to be no nevela. There'll never be a tumah chamura. You can take the animal and put the animal into a blender, but while the animal is shaking, it'll be less than the kazayas. That's our sugya. Okay, the animal is shaking. We want to know, the animal is shaking. Is it mitame, tumah? When the animal is shaking, what status of tumah does it have? Chizki Amar, Eino le'evarim. What does mean le'evarim? There's no din evar min achai. No. What does mean le'evarim? Eino le'evarim. What does this over here in the Rashi? Omar Chizkia. Then further down, eino le'evarim. Ein ben doyach. Okay, the animal is shaking. Is a goy allowed? Is a goy chai of evar min achai? Rashi. Eino le'evarim. Ein ben doyach. Musa olam mishum evar min achai. V'chol shkein b'tochayra. Why the lekam mitzvah lishol shri ulevu chav asr? There's no such thing that for a yid it's going to be mitzvah, it's going to be asr. That for the Rabbi Yochanan moedi b'tahara. So this is a case of where it's a kosher. One more time. Okay, let's go to a regular case.
Because it's the opposite. Where a goy was mitzvah for a right. Goy and be asr for a Jew.
Right. So let's go one at a time. One more time. Shavuot shnayim or rev shnayim ba'dayni mivachesses. Chizkiah mar ein levarim. If a goy did, who did the shchita? The goy did the shchita. Pavel the fellow, who did the shchita? A goy did the shchita. The goy did the shchita. No, I take it back. I'm sorry. Rashi. The yid of the shchita. I'm sorry. Well, what kind of animal are we discussing over here? Not kosher. Okay, Rashi. Shachapa, a yid does a shchita on a non-kosher animal. And the animal is shaking. It's a question. Is if someone right now, while the animal is shaking, take a bite out of it, is it an eiver, is the chai for eiver minachai? So what's the answer? The answer is no. Rabbi Yochanan says, ein levarim. No, why not? Why not? Mainly because it's called dead. Why is it called dead? Because if a yid did the shchita, that's we consider it to be dead.
Even though
if a guy
did it, it would be.
Right, a guy would be even a chai. Rabbi Yochanan, no, lav nesi.
Tanea. There's also no din
shchita. Name a tanea. There's no din shchita. Oh, but even there's no din shchita, but we say that the ma'aser shchita with the kavana, according to the shchita of Rabbi Yochanan, is of chizkiyah chizkamar mesi. A chiddush. He holds chizkamar ein levarim mesi. It's ein. That's what we have. Chizkamar ein levarim. Rabbi Yochanan mar yesh levarim. Chizkamar ein levarim mesi. Rashi. What does Rashi say? Mesihi? Rashi, there is no Rashi. Okay? Mesi. Rabbi Yochanan says, Yesh Levarim. Lav Mesi. It's not Mesa. Amalei. So he said back to him, Yotzim Echlal Chaya, I disagree with you. You can't say, when he explained to him, how can you say that's called Mesa? It's not Mesa. It's Yotzim Echlal Chaya. It's no longer alive. Ulechlal Mesa Leibos. It did not come back. Look at Rashi. Rashi. Amalei moide chizke de'ena metamu k'nevela. That's Revaita. Yav yishar muteres lovei noyach. The yotzim. No. Here is it. Moide chizke de'ena metamu k'nevela. V'av al pisha muteres lovei noyach. It's mutter for them to eat it. The yotzim mechal chaya. Mechal meis loibos. The tumas nevelos k'siv v'chiyomos. And that's not a kasha. Because everyone agrees. Everyone agrees that when it's shaking, there's no din tumas nevela. The question that we have been discussing is there going to be a din of tumas oichlin? Everyone agrees. We learned this in the Mishnah. We learned this two days ago. Everyone agrees that when you do the ma'isa shechita on a non-kosher animal, it's not going to be called tame tumas nevela avatum until it stops shaking. The only question is what status does it have when it's still shaking? Do we look from the perspective of a goy? From the perspective of a guy, it's fully alive because it's still shaking. Or do we look at it from the perspective of the Jew that it is dead? And if it's dead, because as far as Jew is concerned, once you do the Ma'isa Shechita, it's considered already to be dead. And then it should be Metame. So basically the Pshara is, it is Metame, but not the full-fledged Tumma of an Oichel, of an Rish, not the Tumma of an Av HaTumma. That's really what it says over here. That's really what the Chizkia says. All right, let's stop over here. You understand anything?
What do I understand?
You see anything we learned today? You know, the whole day was a waste? The whole day was a waste?
Never a waste.
What?
It's never a waste.
It was 90% waste?
You have a sitter around here?
Something goes in. There's plenty of sitter around here.
Don't you know my heart by now already? Don't you even know my heart? Darling of my life.
In this place, it really doesn't matter.
Edus HaMizrach. Get him a Sarge,
Edus HaMizrach.
Fine. I'll say the extra words. Amen.
just coming here. Assuming.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'll be on the rent.
So you already accomplished half the deal. You just play short. Yes, I tell you. You know.
I think it is good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 74, 75, 76,
Karala. Hashem should be with you.
Amen.
Should give you
okay. Whatever the right thing should happen.
Hashem should be with you. Give you right
thing. To meet the whole team.
Siyata d'shmaya. Hashem should orchestrate, everything should go better than you expect.
Wait till end of the mission.
Definitely does. It's choshev. It has a chashivas. They're heavy. They don't move. It's a bias yofe. It's not chivin daita shalom. No chazal. Very nice. No maskin.
Yeah.
Maskin. 100%. Beautiful. Beautiful. It's good. It's stark. Good as it gets.
Why did the Ovitz have it good? Why did they give them a good life?
Well, they're good. Why did Yaakov Avinu need to have a nice life and what was that for?
I'm asking that.
Good. Either way, you need an explanation. You need an explanation why any tzaddik has a good and oilam has.
Yeah. Maybe also totally in what the Gemara said, tzaddik ben tzaddik, or tzaddik gomor, tzaddik.
Exactly. So Gemara deals with tzaddik
with toy boys.
Although his father did chew like that, don't forget the I just want to make it stronger than that. Avramino wasn't a tzaddik, that's tzaddik. Sure, I mean, terrible, although he did chew that. But his machlokes is whether he did chew or not. I think that's just a cheaper.
Okay, the Yamin in the Zed. There was light, but there was not busy yet. Light of midday. Shim he yoist ikras kar hazeh le nefesh bilvad. He yoist ikras kar is le nefesh bilvad. Oy yeish kar acher. Gashmi. Bo oil mazeh ye mois ha mashiach. Vezeh betchias ha meitem. She yich yu oz ha tzadikim ha gemurim. Im kedei le parasem nisi Hashem ve munose boilam. Ve im kedei So this will be the tkufa of Kiyas HaMeitim, Vayte de Rambam. There will be a chance to be kind of more shleimus. Avo mikol mokim yemusu achar sheyichyu v'yosuvu l'afon v'vayte the Rambam v'yizku oz haneshomer tahein v'mashe yitzigu v'chayim hashniim tahein v'schafedat l'sanig madig yoysu gedoy l'boy l'bahabo v'mashe hoyu v'o koyit matkiyo v'hu das ha-Rambam z'ahu v'gedoy l'achar komo mo'achoyinim v'chinimishu v'achar daitoy the